Do Jehovah's Witnesses have rules about dating? Jehovah's Witnesses believe that the principles and commands found in the Bible can help us to make decisions that both please God and benefit us. We did not create these principles and commands, but we do live by them. Consider how some of these relate to the subject of dating. The footnote reads, "Dating is part of some cultures, but not of others. The Bible does not say that we need to date or that it is the only way to marriage." End of footnote. Marriage is a permanent union. Because Jehovah's Witnesses consider dating to be a step toward marriage, we view it seriously. Dating is only for those old enough for marriage. Such ones are past the bloom of youth or have passed the peak surge of sexual desire. 1 Corinthians 7:36. Those who date should be free to marry. Some people who are legally divorced are not viewed by God as being free to remarry, since His standard is that the only valid basis for divorce is sexual immorality. Christians who want to marry are commanded to choose only a fellow believer. Jehovah's Witnesses view this command as referring not merely to a person who respects our beliefs, but to one who shares and practices those beliefs as a baptized witness. God has always directed His worshipers to marry only those of the same faith. This command is also practical, as modern researchers have found. The footnote reads, "For example, an article in the journal Marriage and Family Review stated that 3 qualitative studies of long-term marriages have indicated that similarity in religious orientation, religious faith, and religious beliefs are key factors in long-term marriages, 25 to 50 plus years." Volume 38, Issue 1, page 88, 2005. End of footnote. Children should obey their parents. For children living at home, this command includes obeying their parents' decisions about dating. These might include the age at which a son or a daughter could begin dating and what activities would be allowed. Within the scriptural guidelines, witnesses personally choose whether to date and whom to date. This is in harmony with the principle, each one will carry his own load of responsibility. Galatians 6:5 and footnote. Still, when it comes to dating, many wisely seek the advice of mature witnesses who have their best interest at heart. Many practices commonly associated with dating are actually serious sins. For example, the Bible commands us to avoid sexual immorality. This includes not only intercourse, but also other unclean acts between unmarried people, such as fondling the genitals of another person or engaging in oral or anal sex. Even premarital passion-arousing behavior that stops short of sexual immorality is uncleanness that displeases God. Immoral conversations consisting of obscene talk are also condemned in the Bible. The heart, or inner person, is treacherous. It can lead a person to do things that he knows are wrong. To prevent their hearts from misleading them, couples who are dating can avoid being alone in tempting situations. They may choose to take such reasonable precautions as staying in the company of a wholesome group or a suitable chaperone. Single Christians who are looking for a marriage mate recognize the risks of online dating sites, especially the risk of developing a relationship with a person whom one knows very little about. The following is supplementary information. What is dating? Dating includes any social activity in which two people focus romantic interest on each other. It can take place in a group or in private, in the open or in secret, and in person, over the phone, or by text message. Jehovah's Witnesses view dating not as recreation, but as a form of courtship, a serious step toward marriage.